The Louisiana sales tax holiday is underway. Shoppers can take advantage of the state suspending its 4% sales tax on most items today and tomorrow. While the event gains consumer interest, some see the tax reprieve as a political gimmick.
Politicians like to say that sales tax holidays have this great economic benefit, you know, that it's creating sales and creating, you know, economic boom in a sense.
Mark Robin is a staff economist with the Tax Foundation, an organization that monitors fiscal policy on federal, state, and local levels. He says the tax-free event doesn't show any significance to the state's bottom line.
You know, really, it's just, you know, that's not an increase in sales. There's sales that are shifted from other times. And, you know, there's been studies that have shown that there's no overall increase in purchases. It's just purchases are moved to another time period.
The exemption applies to the first $2,500 of the purchase price of many individual items of tangible personal property for non-business use. However, state sales tax is to be paid upon the portion of the price over $2,500 on any one item. The Louisiana law covering the tax-free holiday says all retailers are required to participate by offering the exemption at the time of sale. Monroe business owner Jay Mark says preparing for the event and making adjustments to reflect the weekend savings does require some extra time.
It can create some headaches. You have to go in and set up a different tax table on your computer and this and that.
Larger retailers are able to sidestep implementation issues that local businesses may face. Brad Morrow is a store manager with Target in Monroe.
The home office actually takes care of all that electronically through the system, so the guest has a seamless transaction when they come into the store.
This allows the store to focus on being supplied with seasonal items for shoppers.
Having a lot of merchandise shipped in from our distribution centers, and hopefully have a great presentation for our guests to be able to come in and get the products that they need to have their kids ready for school.
Robin says the big retail industry tends to embrace the tax-free holiday since it's more like a sale where they don't have to cut prices. He cautions this type of event can be difficult for smaller local businesses and that they have to shift purchases in time.
What that means is business falls off at the, you know, in the weeks approaching and the weeks after a sales tax holiday. And a lot of small businesses can't take that kind of big change in business. You know, they need cash flow.
Some analysts estimate the state's tax revenue loss at about $6 million for a tax-free weekend. Yet several variables prevent officials from having an exact number on how much money the state stands to lose. Additional discounts by stores and the number of items purchased over the $2,500 cap will fluctuate with each holiday event. Still, with a sluggish economy, local business owners such as Mark's believe consumers value an opportunity to keep some money in their pocket.
You know, at the end of the day, if it makes people feel better, it's not a bad idea. I think it's more to do with motivation.
And motivating buyers is something the tax-free holiday was put in place to do. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.